Now, here's a question for you, you know, just straight off this morning. Have you got idols? Have you got idols? Not like, you know, carved statuary sitting around made of bronze or gold to which you bow down. No. Have you got idols? Lifeway Research just conducted a survey of pastors across the United States of America. And according to this study, more than half of pastors across the country identified these four idols as really significant in terms of the influence in their congregations. So here are the top four idols as identified by pastors across the country in terms of the challenges that they are facing with congregants who are influenced, heavily influenced by. Number one, comfort. Is comfort an idol in your life? How about control or security? How about money? How about approval? The approval of others. More than half of U.S. Protestant pastors believe that their congregations are bowing down in really significant ways, influenced very heavily by the idols of comfort, security, money, and approval. So, take a deep breath and ask yourself, what's my idol? Is my heart divided? I mean, if I'm brutally honest with myself, am I actually a functional atheist when it comes to these things? Yeah, I mean, I'm giving God lip service, right? I listen to Christian radio and everything. But do I think of my children as mine? My home as mine? My future as mine? My body as mine? My comfort or my sense of security? Are they ultimately more important to me than God's glory, God's will, God having his way? Consider the demand that God issued to Abraham and then ask yourself, is my child an idol? Consider the demand God issued to Peter, Andrew, James, and John to leave their nets, leave their families, leave their livelihood, leave their security, and follow Jesus. And then ask yourself, is my family, is my job, are my assets an idol? Consider the demand that God has placed on every single person who has ever turned from some other religion or some other person or some worldly fortune to the way of Christ, and ask yourself, am I treating my life as if it is my own? These things as if they are my own. My future as if it is my own. Have I become an idol? Has comfort or security or approval become an idol? Pastors are not wrong to believe that many Americans who attend church are functional atheists who actually place comfort, security, money, family, or approval over God. We do it every day. So of this, we must repent and encourage one another. Right? I know I need your help. Let's be in this together.